Greetings, everybody. This is James Gillen with the SETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got a lot of things happening on the books. We've got the Ambassador and Self-Mastery Workshop June 27th through the 29th. And before that, we have the this is in July. We have Peter Maxwell and James Gillen event. And that's going to be amazing. We're both going to share all of our contacts and information and bringing in, you know, all the different beings. And then we have a healing on July 17th through the 20th. We have a Frequency is Healing workshop with Dr. Gail Jett. So be sure and check that. Go to eseti.org and just type in events and you'll get all the information. But, you know, we're going to be sharing everything we know about the higher dimensions, who's who in the universe, how, you know, safeguards for receiving pure and accurate information, how to heal unseen negative influences. All of that is going to be covered in our workshop. So, you know, check those out. Peter Slattery is a well-known ufologist. He's like my brother from another mother. Very accurate with this information. But anyway... I wrote this article and I thought it was important, and some have heard some of it before, but I put it together in a good thing. And then a lot of other stuff. I just got, you know, I got home at past 11 o'clock last night because I was stuck in a fire over in Hood River. But that's a whole other story I'll talk later about. But anyway, today's little monologue is going to be a message to the UFO, UAP community. I don't like saying that word because they're trying to like shift the energy, but it's a message to the UFO UAP community from the higher councils assisting in the planetary liberation, awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. And these messages are coming from the interstellar and interdimensional higher councils assisting in the ascension process. It's best to look upon the earth with their eyes. You know, there's a lot of head slapping and oh my God's going on in the heavens. You know, they're just going, ugh, like this. And especially concerning the UFO community with all the infiltration, posers and competition and backstabbing and refusal to go beyond the controlled narrative. So it's time to drain the UFO swamp, you know, and real disclosure is coming from the skies and it's imminent. So I wonder what will happen when the posers claim to be a part of real contact, only to be passed on by, you know, if they did not meet the criteria. You have to have an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent in service to others. And their lack of integrity, moral character, and self-serving narcissism will be their own undoing. So, you know, that's going to come down on their heads. So as in all deceptions, everything will be revealed. So it's already happening. You know, you can see these people are being exposed right and left, and they've got some serious moral character problems. Anyway, I won't go any further on that. So be aware of the messianic claims, you know, external saviors and disempowering messages. They're distractions from taking personal responsibility and rising to the occasion. So there are major meetings in the higher dimensions as to what to do with Earth. They all agree we have to be isolated until we accept universal law as a foundation before going out into space, especially when it comes to going interdimensional. Your scientists and military have been toying with this technology in total ignorance of the rules in higher dimensions. So some of these civilizations have been living under universal law for billions of years, and they've come to Earth as emissaries, masters, built ancient temples, taught the basics, you know, only to get caught up in division, competition, even turf wars. And they're fought with unimaginable weapons. So your scientists and archaeologists are now realizing the ancient visitors and colonies of the past were far superior, more technologically advanced than today's civilization. You know, the wars that they had using weapons beyond nuclear are all extremely well documented. Anyway, so imagine how much more advanced they have become considering the fact that they were here 300 to 600 million years ago. You know, there's caves, glass-lined caves in Brazil and other places that are 600 million, you know, 300 to 600 million years old. You know, who built those? You know, some of that's beyond our technology today, although we can do pretty much the same thing with our technology. Little not, you know, I think it's a little more barbaric, but anyway, we have the records of one group available to the masses arriving over 450,000 years ago. Ancient Aliens barely touches on this subject, yet their goal is to keep you with your necks cranked to the back, cranked back to the past, never answering the questions to keep you in suspense, censoring what is happening now. The recently discovered cuneiform tablets deciphered by AI are blowing the lid off of everything we've been told about history and religions. You know, actually, they're validating everything we've written about since the 80s. So almost every archaeological dig has an off-world component. Excuse me, between the fires and the chemtrails, man, my throat's hurting. Hopefully we'll get through this. A lot of information. Even the ancient cave paintings, you know, show an off-world component. So this has all been censored, covered up by mainstream scientists and religions for hundreds of years. And it's time to grow up. Time to play how big is your God? I love this game. You know, so is your God a little old man with a laptop taking notes on who to toss into everlasting fire for not appeasing him? Why is the word for God Elohim plural? You know, the correct translation in Genesis is, in the beginning were the gods. You know, they talk about the father of all fathers created the gods, and then they created the heavens and the earth, and these God beings fully endowed with the creator's consciousness and energy, you might say, or creative abilities, went out and started creating the multiverses. So, but they came from what they call the absolute. So why did the ancients refer to God as feminine? You know, in the beginning, a long time ago, we had a feminine God. She was the cosmic birther of all that is, and we were all family. And so the next question is, why are there so many gods in ancient times? So you have the Hebrew gods. There were two of them, Jehovah, the jealous, wrathful God of the Old Testament. And, you know, he was referred to as Jehovah the Terrible in those times. And then you had the all-loving, all-forgiving God, Yahweh, referred to by Jesus. So there were the Egyptian gods, the Greek gods, the Babylonian, Sumerian gods, the Anunnaki, those who came from heaven to earth, gods we call the little g gods. There were masters, saints, and sages, all referring to the absolute, the imageless God, or the God within. So your soul sits right here, and that's how you access God from within. So we have to ask ourselves, is there a God we can access from within in which all the images exist, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, the unified multidimensional field in which we all exist, only separated by the false belief of just being a body and a personality? To even question the images of God throughout the religions can start arguments, divisions, even wars. You know, sometimes we put to death, basically. So, in the old days. So, this includes ufology now, which has become a religion in itself. So, God forbid you step out of their controlled narrative, go beyond the nuts and bolts, posers, shills, and satanic Luciferian banksters controlling it. You know, they are the suppressors of the spiritual component and true history of Earth. The earth was colonized by off-world visitors, which had to start over repeatedly due to the great wars, volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, and pole shifts. It's time we face the facts, bring out the real evidence, and transcend the superstitious isms. The field of ufology is no different than what is happening in the Epstein-Diddy cases, just not as extreme. You know, just replace the politician, actors, and musicians with the main actors in the spiritual and UFO community. Follow the money, and it all leads back to the same folks, you know, and their disempowering messages of external saviors that are going to sweep us up and fix everything, you know. So look what happened to the musicians and actors that had any morals and integrity. They were pushed out of the business by hierarchical, rich, and famous overlords, basically. They're all being exposed as we speak. So it's the same with anyone in the spiritual UFO community. They're authentic. The rest is entertainment and social engineering, having little to do with education and real disclosure. It also has little to do with empowering people to make their own personal connection with great spirit and the beautiful many, which includes very spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. So how much longer do you want to play this 70-plus year old failed disclosure program or game? It's the billion-dollar question. Back on the subject of God, if God is omnipresent, who are you arguing with and warring against? Who are you competing with? Other than God, you're going up against a fractal of the whole. If Jesus said God is closer than the hair on your head, the temple is within, you're all God's children of the Most High, what did he mean? Why do you fear the external gods of the past? Your fear of being punished if you even question anything. It's crazy. So if you knew the real history of Earth, you'd have good reason, because there were some very jealous and wrathful beings on the earth in the days of old. So anyway, in his messages, there were no exceptions or addendums to our divine birthright, and it's always been made very clear God is within, the spark waiting to be ignited into the full flame. And so we are truly multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum. And you're not going to hear this on the mainstream news, the religions with their external gods, science, even ufology, all keeping you locked into false beliefs. You're nothing more than a body and a personality, fearful of your tomorrow. Energy can't be created or destroyed. It just is. So is the soul. Your soul is eternal. Where do you think you've been? I mean, come on, over the billions and billions of years. And we're talking, they're saying the Earth is now 4.5 billion years old. It's actually 7.5 billion years old, but they'll figure that out. There's a long time the sun didn't even hit the Earth, so that screws up their dating processes. But anyway, you really think about, where have you been, just on this planet, and then you take all the other billions of planets that can support life out there. Could you have been on one of those other planets? And what if these planets are all higher? What about all the other dimensions and beings on them? Scientists know there's at least 13 dimensions now. So what about all those advanced civilizations, some billions of years old? Could you have been one of them? Could you have possibly lived in very advanced, spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations? Yes, you just forgot. Anyway, they are returning. So that's going to be interesting. So here's something to contemplate. If in the beginning was the void, nothing existed, what did God create everything out of other than itself? It's the cosmic birther of all that is, was, and yet to be. So how do you separate omnipresent God from nature, yourself, or others? The creator is within all creation. Imagine if our society saw the creator in all creation, each other, nature. What kind of society would that be? And now there's something to sit with. And there are extremely advanced societies that, believe in this, and they work under universal law. This fits right into universal law. So anyways, people are going to say, so how does that explain all the pain, suffering, and chaos, and all the other crazy stuff happening on the earth? So anyway, free will is universal. So we all make choices and actions out of ignorance, outside of universal law. We all have wounds and traumas from past experiences influencing our decision-making process. There are also unseen negative influences, fallen ones fueling the fire. And this is all happening within the unified field, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness. So the kicker and safeguard is acting outside of universal law creates karma. Karma blocks spiritual evolution and traps one into lower densities and vibrations, void of love, joy, and bliss. And it also keeps you from entering the higher dimensions. So if you're carrying a lot of fear, guilt, and unworthiness, something a lot of religions teach, however, And you're trapped in the lower frequencies. The more you focus on love and joy and bliss and in service to others, the higher you move up the vibrational continuum. It's really that simple. You know, it's quite a brilliant setup. So anyway, so one has to transcend all divisions, all culture and religious boundaries to ascend beyond the third and fourth dimension. And this is where the beautiful many saints, sages, ascended masters, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders reside. You know, these higher dimensions are where the higher councils, the Pleiadian, the Orion Council of Light, Sirian, Arcturian, and Andromedan councils reside. You know, these are the big boys and girls in the multiverse. So anyway, the integrity and morally challenged controlling the false narratives abhor the enlightened ones and the councils, especially the true ambassadors. And this is what those who are authentic and the higher councils are up against. So honoring free will makes it quite the challenge. And that's why things are moving so slow, because you have to operate within universal law and honor free will. But there is an action to, there's always a reaction to your action. And again, anything outside of universal law creates karma. It's that simple. So what is the solution? How do you end the enslaving deceptions, lies, and tyranny? You increase the consciousness and energy with exponentially increasing waves of higher consciousness and energy. You know, collapse the negative timelines. And when things get too crazy, you create time folds to move us past events on the negative timelines. Actually, we're pre-recording this on Thursday and we're in one right now. So about every 3 to 5 days, we have these time folds. So with this massive influx of higher consciousness and energy comes universal law. It's being anchored in as we speak. It's the end of the draconian law, the reign of the tyrant seen and unseen. You know, negative influences, which include what many referred to as demons, regenerate ETs, negative reptilians, grays, and a host of others. So this also puts humanity into process to heal the wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experience. You know, our shadow side. This includes past lives as well. So a lot of our fears and phobias don't come from experiences in this life. Anyway, that comes up in a lot of the clearing work we do, the counseling work. So anyway, that which lowers our frequencies and leaves chinks in our armor, you know, openings in our auric fields upon which negative influences enter and wreak havoc. All this is being cleared up. It's coming to the surface to be dealt with. So this is what many refer to as end time madness, especially when people refuse to take personal responsibility, project and blame others for the people and events manifested and magnetized to them according to their consciousness. You know, we have things we don't even know about that are creating realities that are buried, you know, deep within the soul. We need to ferret out. So, and then you have the plans of the tyrants to create as much chaos and wreak as much havoc as possible through social engineering. This is what's being played out today, basically. These riots are funded by, they're a funded insurrection by billionaire eugenicists. You know, the illegal aliens are pawns in an attempt to overwhelm and break the system. You know, why do you think so many hardened criminals, gang members, rapists, and murderers were given the red carpet to enter America and other countries, creating culture clashes? You know, why are so many leaders, politicians, you know, musicians supporting this? You know, do they have a choice, or are they being blackmailed, seduced with power and money? You know, we kind of know that answer now in the Diddy and Epstein files. Anyway, this entire network is actually controlled by satanic Luciferian forces. So if you're not aware of that yet, you know, figure it out. Anyway, billionaire eugenicists, international bankers, corrupt politicians are funding all this, and they're redirecting your tax dollars. You know, in other words, you know, you have been paying for all of this, your own social engineering, ill health, and eventual demise. That is their goal. They want 90% of you gone, you know. So it's very well documented. And this is what Doge has uncovered. You know, this is, you know, we have to ask, oh, here's some brutal honesty. Were the vaccines really vaccines? No, they weren't. They weren't by any nature of the word. They were experimental injections that have now been proven neither safe or effective. So unless you categorize them as a bioweapon for population control, and then they are very effective. So according to monumental adverse effects and deaths being censored, they were definitely very effective in reducing the population. We don't even know the real numbers yet. It's going to come out. Then we have to ask, were hospitals and doctors paid to look the other way, use deadly protocols and drugs? Were there massive kickbacks, bonuses, and incentives to have all their patients injected? How successful were their protocols? Why did they stop effective, less invasive protocols? All this is coming out today. Have they betrayed their Hippocratic oath? Yes. Have the majority of our leadership betrayed their oath of office? Yes. How many senators and congressmen will be left if held accountable? Removing the ones on the Epstein and Diddy lists alone would shut down the government, basically. Removing those who received kickbacks from the Ukrainian war and Big Pharma would take out the rest. The Capitol building would be a ghost town. And all this is on Trump's shoulders. He's the dismantler. Whether you like him or not, it's time to honor what he has done so far and get behind him and his administration to finish the job. He didn't create this mess. He didn't create this insane open border immigration, thing. That was under Biden administration and Obama, So anyway, we have to, he's just trying to clean up the mess. And it's sad because a lot of migrants were totally taken advantage of, and they're being used as pawns. And it's a lot of these guys have to be removed, especially the ones who are the rapists, the murderers, the gang bangers. This has to be cleaned up, because that's the only way you can get out from under the attempt to take down America, which it's ongoing. It's very active right now, but it's actually failing and it's imploding in on itself. But there's hard decisions that have to be made. So when Jesus was asked if he's the peacemaker, he said, "Yes, but first I bring a sword." And so right now we're seeing the sword, and it's cutting away all the graft and the deceptions, and the real agendas are all coming up. So anyway, I'm in awe that Trump would even take on such a task. He had it made, living a life of luxury. He's up against the global elite, billionaire eugenicists, their deep state, the weaponized agencies, their deceptive news media, crooked judges and DAs. I mean, it's a mess. It's a monumental task, and that's just in the physical. Imagine the unseen dark forces coming at him and his family, that we're there's a lot of people constantly doing clearings and saying prayers for him and his family. And that's probably one of the reasons he's still walking around today, a little divine intervention. Anyway, so it is time for major spiritual warfare, major prayer and meditation, setting the intention for protection and guidance to do what is in the highest and best good of the people. So people have asked in many forums, why don't you run for president? And to be honest, compared to the wisdom gained from experience Trump has, I'm totally unqualified. I have no misconceptions about that. He knows who's who, and his and in the stolen election, all the other nonsense he's had to go, he's learned who is who. So all the lawfare and everything. So anyway, you take a look what happened to Marion Williamson, if you want to know that story. So we need a warrior, not a Gandhi. Gandhi will come later, but we have to clean things up first. So anyway, there's no way I'd want to take on that monumental task, draining the swamp. It's more like draining the sewer infested with rats, crocodiles, probably a few cryptids, seen and unseen negative forces. I mean, it's a mess. So, the one thing I could do is be a voice in the ear to stay the course, ushering in universal law,
There's two of them behind them.
universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. That's what we've been pushing since day one, basically empowering the individual. So Trump has some real tough decisions to make, considering dealing with the socially engineered woke and the critically thinking, morally integrity impaired left, not to mention the deceptive media and weaponized agencies, As we speak, Democrats are going on the lamestream media saying these demonstrations are nonviolent. Ignore the fires, burning cars, buildings, broken glass, rocks and bricks being thrown at police, And they're also claiming murderers and rapists, gang members and thieves are family men, taking their side to continue business as usual. So anyway, the necessary house clean is an enormous job with many enemies. So, some of these are going to need some very hard lessons and reality checks, and those are coming. I have a strong belief in karma, basically. So it does not take a rocket scientist to tell their future. So two questions determine our future. Are we creating heaven on earth, and are we living and acting according to universal law? The rest will implode in on itself. It's unsustainable. There is so much higher consciousness and energy that's anchoring in universal law. Nothing can withstand this. It's either transform or you're out. It's either heal or work your stuff out somewhere else. So anyway, the next subject is dreams, visions, and earth changes. So many are having dreams and visions concerning major quakes, tsunamis, and volcanic eruptions. These are warnings and previews. So there's so much energy coming in through the sun with flares, CMEs, geoeffective storms. It's creating pressure. The earth is expanding. Continents are rising. Some continents like Africa are splitting in two. Eventually, New Zealand and Australia are going to rejoin. There's a landmass lifting up between them. So anyway, there will be an increase in severe weather, earthquake, and volcanic activity like never before. So volcanoes are having many smaller quakes showing magma movement and bulges. There's also a deep low pulse every 11 minutes. The magma tunnels between the volcanoes are all connecting, and the core is heating up. And so that pressure's got to go somewhere. So this is all increasing exponentially. Anyway, so I had a vision where everyone is fleeing LA. It was chaotic, cars crashing, pushing others out of the way, going off road. It was frantic, And I was not shown the source of the panic, but basically everybody was getting out of Dodge. I'd assume it's either a massive quake or tsunami or both. Anyway, I was told this would be global, and many others are also having the same dreams and visions. The pressures on the Cascadia and San Andreas fault lines are increasing exponentially, and I know there will be the love and lighters, those attached and in denial that will call this fear porn, and they're afraid or unable to look into the future. I gave this same message before, giving the exact time, date, and magnitude of the San Francisco quake, only be attacked by very known, well-known spiritual people, in the spiritual community. I won't mention their names, but if I did, you go, what? And one guy kept singing songs to Mary, and everywhere he went, there was a war. I sang my songs, and it's going to be peaceful now. And everywhere he went, just full-blown war broke out afterwards. So I'd say stay home and take your guitar with you. But anyway, it was pretty crazy. So I never received an apology after it happened. In fact, I was blamed for making it happen. Spiritual leaders actually went on stage slandering, calling me every name in the book. So if I cared what people thought of me, it would have been devastating, but I don't. So anyway, my first priority was saving as many lives as possible and giving people a heads up, And you can be assured those in denial, those dream and vision challenge will do it again. And for the record, I also gave the date and time and magnitude of the last major Seattle quake. And that's recorded on my shows and Jim Berkland's site as well. So they called me up and they said, how did you do it? And I said, well, I just had a vision. And then I use a process of divination to get the time and date and location after that, and wrote it down, and then went on the air and talked about it, and then actually registered with some earthquake predictors. So anyway, it's been the same, with the spiritually challenged UFO community. If it, it's kind of to be expected. So pay them no mind, just do what your heart tells you, and stay out of the poser wars and the character assassinations and the gossip and the rumors. I almost wish some of the things that were said about me happened. It's like I missed it. I was either out of the country or in Hawaii picking coffee, and all of a sudden all these rumors, I did this, and I go, when did I have time to do that? I missed it. So anyway, it's a mess. Just don't go there. Step out of it and just say, a good question is, do you have any personal experience? Did you see this firsthand? And how do you know it's true? And just ask those three questions. You'll probably hear no, no, and no. And so anyway, I think that's a Socrates or method, but anyway, some gifts can be a curse, especially if you need acceptance and approval outside of yourself. So follow your inner guidance regardless of others. It's always been about empowering the individual to make their own personal God, greater great spirit connection, and following their own inner guidance. It's never been about gaining wealth and followers. And those who take that path have their own denial and karma to deal with. And they'll lead the lemmings, the gullible, and the people lacking discernment, off the cliff, and I leave their future to nature. It's like, it's not my job to go to war. My job is to teach people discernment. Anyway, I would suggest do not override your own feelings, your own inner guidance, and do not ignore your dreams and visions in the days to come. It's time to prepare spiritually, mentally and physically, spirit, mind, and body, basically. We cannot ignore any of these aspects of ourselves. Common sense is God sense. And we all know what we need to do. Words without deeds are dead. So we have to act, teach by example, and walk our talks. Not everyone is going to make this shift. We have to acknowledge this. We are eternal souls. Some will reincarnate in a beautiful world that matches their vibration. Others will continue their lessons on a lesser world. This message is packed with a lot of knowledge. You might want to listen to it twice to help get through these times. So pass it on to others, but do not expect their acceptance and approval. All you're doing is giving them the opportunity to awaken and redirect their energies aligned with universal law. You're planting seeds, and it's their free will as to whether or not to accept it and water it, basically. So, with some, their attachments and denials are too great. They're not going to change, and you're going to be a threat to their comfort zone. So don't waste time arguing. Direct your energies towards your own awakening and healing and ascension, basically. Those are precious energies, Don't give them away to others that don't deserve them. So this is the best advice we can give. A master once said, this is going to be an incredible adventure. Gods and goddesses don't do boring things, so we need to practice loving detachment. And Saint Francis, prayed, God, give me strength to help those I can, and give me the knowledge to know those I cannot. So this is paraphrased, but it's a very good mantra in the days to come. Some people you can help, some people you can't. And so you have to use discernment and inner guidance to determine, if there's any purposeful good in continuing in that drama. So anyway, I'll also play some more footage. We have some beautiful UFO footage, and every time we play these videos, the controlled opposition has convulsions, the controlled narrative, and it's a thorn in their ass to have a place where UFOs appear on a regular basis and 40 years of contact that's well documented. And so we know the occupants, many by name, their cultures, their intentions. And this begs the question, why is this being censored, even in the UFO community? Why are we not invited to congressional hearings? I really don't want to go anyway, but Why is this not covered by ancient aliens who were given hours of testimony and information only to show my hand grabbing a camera? You know, they censored all of it. In the interest of national security, one would think making friends with the benevolent ones would be much more advantageous than doing the bidding or going to war with the negative regenerates. So the major question is, why are the benevolent ones still helping us, considering our lack of cooperation? You know, that answer is for another whole show. You know, they understand, they know about the resistance, and you know, they had their history as well. So a lot of it was on Earth and they're cleaning that up. So there's a lot more of that to start. But before we show the footage, I want to share something that happened last Wednesday. There was a massive fast moving fire on I-84 between Hood River and the Dalles on the Oregon side. I-84 was closed and I was caught in the middle of the chaos. And so just to cross, you know, the freeway to get to the other side was usually a 10-minute trip, and that became almost 9 hours. And the rest is almost hilarious. So I tried every back road to get across the river. All were blocked. And while stuck in traffic, a man pulled up behind me in a white van, and he just started losing it. And he was exposing himself, flashing people. You know, the cops showed up and he attacked him with the teddy bear. You can't make this stuff up. He pulls this big teddy bear out and goes after him. And I'm watching this and I go, okay, this is interesting. And I'm not making this up. And they did not arrest him for some reason and left. And the next thing I see is him sticking his head in a tree hollow, yelling. Then he started tearing the tree apart with his hands, throwing the bark in the road. You know, I actually filmed this. You know, people wouldn't believe me if I didn't film it. So the owner of the house came out and he was threatened and he called the police. But before they got there, you know, he pulled an axe and was threatening other people, you know. And what's funny is I did happen to have an axe in my car and I was taken to the ranch to be sharpened. And we do a lot of axe throwing and on the ranch here and things like that, just ranch farmer stuff. So, and those of you that know me can know I can bury an axe into anything consistently at about 50 feet. So the man in front of me was carrying, you know, and he had a permit. So no worries. We were sharing UFO and Bigfoot stories while stuck. And so I started doing clearings on the man. And then he just got in his van and drove off, only to be arrested again. So, and, you know, trying to get out of Hood River was a lesson in humanity, you know, at its worst and its best. So people were cutting others off, not allowing women with kids to get across the river. Some were driving the wrong side of the road, jumping behind ambulances, fire trucks, as if they were part of the convoy. And there was totally mixed civility. So I finally got home about 11 p.m. after a grueling 9-hour drive. Again, that should have taken about 30 minutes. And I was grateful I was not in the middle of the fire and passed the time sending prayers to those who lost their pets and homes. And I'm sharing this as an example of things to come. Disasters bring out the best and worst in people. End time madness is in full swing. We're going to have to keep a cool head, prepare, have extra food, water, at least a bug out bag, you know, throw it in your car. Some way to protect yourself as well. Yeah, these incoming energies and challenges are forcing people to deal with their shadow sides. And there's an old saying, praise Allah and tie your camel. You know, it's most appropriate in the days to come. And so know that chaos is part of the healing process. Everything is being revealed, surfacing to be healed, eventually being replaced by universal law. So we have no control over what others do or what path they take in this bifurcation process. We do have control over ourselves and how we react and the choices we make, you know. Anyway, remember, there's always others in more dire situations than you. So, you know, I could have been in the middle of the fire, in the middle of the riots in L.A. or the battlefield in Ukraine or the Middle East. I always, when I'm stuck in a real challenge, I always think about that. Well, it could be worse, you know, and lifts my spirits. But anyway, after, on that note, I want to go ahead and play some of this footage, some of the latest footage, and let you check that out. And then, and just a little heads up, you know, there's going to be, I can predict with 100% accuracy that there's going to be a lot of change in the future on every level. So again, you know, we need to prepare for that, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, and to get through these times. And remember, we bought this ticket, you know, this e-ticket, Earth ticket. And so we came here. We can be part of the problem or part of the solution. It's up to us. So we need to help others, you know. We need to find that peace within, you know, and project that out to help others and the wisdom, you know, from that. But anyway, on that note, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we'll get through these times, and have a great evening and enjoy the footage.
Massive ship. Whoa, she's powering up. Powering up. Yeah, I see it. Whoa, hold on, I gotta focus a little better. There, yeah. Again? You got one, a faint one crossing it. One more time. Come on. Yeah. I forgot how to. Oh, there you go. Thank you.
In the morning.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.